Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, January 7th, 2022. Welcome to the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. This is our, sadly enough, the last show of the season, but definitely not the last show ever. Don't fret. We'll be back in just 7 short months with our preseason picks, and then roll into the college and NFL seasons in August. I'm your host, Matt. Some call me Matty Ice. And I'm here with my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, Uncle Steve. How are we doing tonight, Uncle Steve?
Matty, we're doing great. Kind of sad that this is ending for the year, but all good things must come to an end.
They must. They must. And we have not let our listeners down. Hanging out all year, well below 50%, often in the 30s. And I did a calculation, and just like if you took every single pick we did, tweet, everything else, we ended the season at 41%. And that would be Help me with the math there, but I believe that's 59% for our listeners. If you just rode with us, against us, all season long, and one of my betting mentors, Todd Furman, he says if any handicapper out there is bragging about more than 58%, they're a liar. He said the best of the best are at 58. So I guess we're right up there if you go against us for the season. So,
and it's free.
It's all free, and it's a little bit of fun. And hope all of our listeners that we really appreciate each and every week. Stick with us next year. Tell a friend about us. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, at Pile Picks. I think I'm going to convince Steve next year that we're going to expand that to at Pile Picks Steve and at Pile Picks Matt, so we could maybe banter back and forth on some picks, but maybe not. In the meantime, at Pile Picks, I think Uncle Steve will throw us a college basketball game once in a while. Who knows what we might come up with to bet on? Probably some horse races through the early spring. We did end up, despite being pretty stinky all year, we've been on a bit of a hot streak, Steve.
Yeah, which is very rare.
Very rare. But you and guest picker Tommy, we went back to old Tommy, and you two were absolutely on fire last week. You guys combined for 9-2 last week. I had one game canceled, and I went 2-2. So we were 11-4 in last week's show. Add that to the week before, we went 9-4. So we went 20-8 our last two seasons, which is 71%. So, man, you take that 71% the last 2 weeks out of that 41% equation, I think we were in the 30s. So now we're only left with NFL games, right?
Well, not so fast.
Whoa. Tell me where you're going. Start the night out.
Well, we got the FCS championship tomorrow. Or FBS, FCS,
we used to whatever call it Division 1AA, right?
That's what I like to call it. Down in Frisco, Texas, we got North Dakota State is -7.5. And Montana State, over-under on this one's 42.5. North Dakota State got a pretty strong defense. They only give up about 11 points per game. Their run game is really strong. Passing game is okay. Obviously, we know they've been to Frisco many times. One stat I did see, since 2006, North Dakota State, 36 straight wins after an open week. They're 8-8 down in Frisco. 8-4-8, I should say. Montana State, balanced attack. Strong defense. They only give up 13 a game. Switch quarterbacks here pretty recently. This freshman, Tommy Mellett, has been kind of a nightmare for defenses. He's multi-dimensional and having a heck of a run right now. Montana State's coach, Brent Vegan, played and coached at North Dakota State.
Wow.
But he got a common opponent, South Dakota State. North Dakota State lost to him by 12. Montana State won by 14.
Ooh.
In the playoffs, these teams, North Dakota State's averaging 28. Montana State's averaging 33. That's 61. Over-under is 42.5. But I'm not going there.
You're not even going to go there after that stat.
I am taking Montana State.
Wow.
+7.5. I think this is going to be a defensive battle. Both very strong defenses. So we're going Montana State +7.5. If you feel like you got a Jones and put two bets in, then you might want to take the over. But the strong play here, I believe, is Montana State.
There you go. Damn. That's why I like you, Uncle Steve. You did a whole lot of homework on a FCS matchup. That's good stuff.
I'll do on an NFL matchup.
Yeah, yep. As we will find out. Well, I don't have any college nuggets for you, so I'm going to go straight to the NFL.
I guess you didn't want to do the national championship game, huh?
I didn't. No, I couldn't really find a line in the lack of casinos in Minnesota. So I just got to go straight to the NFL and just go by Google and figure out what the spread is. I've got the Chiefs game. Chiefs are a 10-point favorite at the Broncos. 45 is the over-under number on this thing. Well, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase made Kansas City's control of first place in the AFC completely disappear last week. Burrow went off for 450 and 4 touchdowns, and they let a rookie wide receiver go off for 266 and 3 touchdowns. So the divisional game, which is a Chiefs-Broncos matchup, you would think these teams know each other. You would think the spread would be pretty low, at least a touchdown, but this is all the way up out to 2 scores. Also, after the whooping that Joe Burrow just put on the Chiefs, you would think that this would be a little lower. But I did a little research, and I think if the Chiefs were Aaron Rodgers, they would scream, "I own you. I've always owned you," to the Broncos. You know the last time the Broncos beat the Chiefs, Steve? This is a crazy stat to me. Just outright, not covered the spread. The last time the Broncos beat the Chiefs, 2015.
That's amazing to me.
That it blew my mind. 12 straight wins the Chiefs have against the Broncos. And all 12 of those wins, not all 12, but the average margin of victory for the Chiefs in those 12 wins has been 12 points. So I am going with the Chiefs -10. They still have a little play for. Broncos don't have anything to play for. And it just appears Broncos are a better team in the last 7 years by more than 10 points. So that's where I'm going first. How about you on your first NFL game of the week?
Well, we're going to go Buffalo and the Jets. 16 and 41's the number here. The Jets, they've been playing a little bit better lately, but they're still the Jets. Wilson seems to be getting more comfortable as a quarterback, even though, you know, his first 13 games are awful. His last couple have been pretty good. Buffalo, they got something to play for. They win the division with a win. Their offense is going to move the ball. Their defense is pretty stout. Last game was 45-17. We're going to get a double winner here. We're going to take Buffalo and the over on this one.
Whoa, there we go. Buffalo and the overs. All right. I tend to agree on that one. The Bills, they don't want any stretch of the imagination for the Patriots to sneak in there. They're going to come hard, come strong. So,
yep, they want that home field for at least one game.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys are a 4-point favorite at Philadelphia. 43.5 is the over-under number on this thing. Cowboys kind of had it all laid out for them. Just needed to win last 2 weeks of the season, and they had the number one seed, or at least a shot at it. But they got beat by the Cardinals. So basically, their playoff position doesn't really improve by a win. They've got a bunch. The Cowboys have a bunch of players on the Rona list. And even their head coach, the old ball coach, said, yeah, if we get our whole team out for COVID, I'm okay with that because they got a little rest time. So it gives you a little insight into the mentality of this game for the Cowboys. They really cannot improve their position. Dak may not even start. I'd rest him if I were them. Philly's coming in hot. They've won 6 of their last 7 games, but kind of you would think they'd be in a motivation to really win this game. But after the Vikings laid an egg in Green Bay on Sunday, the Eagles are in, and they can't really improve their playoff position either. Kind of just like going through the motions. So at that point, I've got to go with a team that covers the spread, that the Cowboys are the number one team in the NFL covering the spread. So I'm just going to ride the Cowboys again this week. Cowboys -4. Steve?
It just kind of sounds like a stinky game.
Oh, it is a stinky game. I would be surprised to see many starters in that game after halftime. I don't know what to do with it. So I'm just going to feel like the Cowboys have, they want to be America's team. So they want to go into the playoffs hot, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go with New Orleans and Atlanta. New Orleans is 3.5 and over under is 40 on this one. New Orleans in with a win and the Rams win.
Ooh.
Their D-line is very good. I think they average 4 or 5 sacks a game. Atlanta offensive line is average at best. New Orleans, they need to get Kamara the ball. He hasn't been used lately, and I kind of mentioned that early in the year that with Taysom Hill that last year when Hill was in for Breeze that Kamara did not get used hardly at all, and he's what makes that team go. Atlanta, they got Cordell Patterson, who was at a breakout year at age 32 or whatever he is, but
he's
very
as old
versatile.
As me, I
think. Yeah, very versatile, just like Kamara, but they do get him the ball. I think Matt Ryan's a better quarterback than Taysom Hill. I'm going Atlanta +3.5 on this one.
Atlanta covering a home game. All right, Steve. You know they're the only team in the NFL yet to cover this year, but that's all right.
It's fine.
Yes, it is. I get you. All right, man. Well, I am Colts at Jags. Man, I got four road favorites. All right. So I got Colts at Jaguars, 15-point favorite here. Well, because the Jaguars stink. Kind of a
bad
explanation. They're really bad. They're bad at this game. They don't have a coach, really. This Trevor Lawrence saying. I don't know. He might be good. I don't, just doesn't look real impressive. Colts, however, another team that kind of had it all laid out for them and got beat by the Raiders at home, destroying any chances of winning the AFC South. They also would have locked up a playoff spot with a win last week, but they couldn't get that accomplished. Luckily, due to other things that happened, all the Colts have to do is win against Jacksonville to get into the playoffs. And I think they're going to do that. Question is, do they win by more than 15 points? Well, Vegas sets that line for a reason, and it must be 15 for a reason. I don't know what, but the Jags stink, both straight up and against the spread. 2-14 straight up, 4-12 this season. Worst team in the NFL against the spread. No matter what number Vegas puts out there, Jags can't cover it. Colts are 10-6 against the spread, tied for second in the league. So I'm going Colts, minus 15.
Colts minus 15.
That's a big number, but.
Well.
Not against the Jags, I don't think.
No, Jags are, they're just terrible.
Yeah, they've given up. They're on to the next season. And who knows what's going to happen with that franchise.
All right, we're going to go to the Chargers and the Raiders. Minus 3-50 here. Chargers are favored. Winner is in the playoffs. The loser is checking their stuff in.
It's just D-I-H.
Yep. Chargers, they're a yo-yo team. They'll play good this week. They'll play bad next week. Good this week, bad next week. Been that way all year.
Yes, they have.
Herbert is a stud. No doubt about it. They're starting to get healthy again. But we'll see. Vegas, they're also kind of yo-yo themselves, good and bad. They like to make make games interesting. So they're kind of fun to watch. We'll see if Waller plays. He's a big big part to that team, I think.
Yeah.
But they're hot. They won 3 in a row. We're going to make it 4 in a row and end the playoffs.
Whoa.
Vegas plus 3.
Wow. Man. Got that. Man, that one shocked me. But, hey, we're going to get you locked into that thing. That would be a good thing for me for many reasons. Which we won't discuss on a podcast. But anyway, I have the Patriots minus 6 at the Dolphins. Patriots still have a little sneaky little outside chance at the AFC East Championship, which you covered already. All they need to do is have the Jets beat the Bills. That's a tall order there. The New England is 10-6 on the season against the spread, but a win for them really cannot do anything for their playoff position. The only way it could help them at all is to win the AFC East, but that's if the Jets beat the Bills. And I just, yeah, you covered that game already. And I just don't think that's happening. Plus, the New England game is at 3:30, so they're going to know the outcome of this game, I think. Or are they both at 3:30? I don't know. I'm going to ramble. I think they're both 3:30 games, so that's not even going to come into play. I think Bill Belichick is just savvy enough to know that he really doesn't need this win. He probably knows the Jets aren't going to beat the Bills. And I am going to take the Patriot. The Dolphins are out. It doesn't matter what they do. So I'm going to take the Patriots to cover 6 at the Dolphins. Where are you going next?
Yeah, I think Belichick he's not going to want to go in with the loss. So,
yeah, I just they're a better team, and then when nobody really cares, even their subs have to prove that they can make the team next year on the Patriots. So I just feel like it's a disciplined team that's going to go out and win the game by a touchdown.
All right, we're going Tennessee and Houston, 10-43 here. Tennessee is the number one seed with a win.
Ooh.
Houston been playing better of late, scoring some points. Their defense been playing pretty good, but they just want the season to end. They're done. Tennessee, though, has struggled with average and bad teams. They've lost to the Texans already. They lost to the Jets. They lost to the Steelers. But in a must-win game, Derrick Henry did get activated, I believe, but I don't think he's going to be playing this week.
I don't utilize him.
I don't think they're going to need him. I think they cover this 10 pretty easily. So we're going Tennessee minus 10.
Tennessee minus 10. All right. I'm going to finish up here with the Rams 49ers game. I knew you wouldn't pick it because of your beloved 49ers. But both teams, like you just mentioned, both teams need this win. Rams need it to win the NFC West. 49ers got to have it to get into the playoffs. Unless the Saints lose, then they're in anyway. So with both teams needing it, you go back to their against the spread numbers, and where are they on the season? They're both coin flippers. Both of them are 8-8 on the season. Doesn't help me very much. And so then you go who's hot, who's not. Rams won 5 straight. 49ers have won 3 of the last 5. So it seems like the Rams are on a better leg leading into this thing. But their last 2 games, they beat the Vikings, and they needed a punt return to do it. They also needed a fourth quarter rally to beat the Baltimore Ravens by 1 point. 49ers, 3 wins have been against the Texans, Falcons, and Bengals. So there may be something there. I feel like the 49ers are a team that are well coached, are on a mission to get into the playoffs and not need the Saints to lose to do that. So I am going to go 49ers, not only plus 4, but 49ers. Money line, my brother, and I apologize for that pick. As your team doesn't make the playoffs just like mine. But
we'll watch them together on the couch.
There we go. 49ers money line against the Rams. Very good. You got any parting words for everybody?
If there's one game I hope you win this week. That's it.
It's that one. I totally agree. I do hope it for you as well. That's why I went with it. As we've done all season, these are the picks we honestly think are going to happen. We just aren't very good at it.
Nope, we're not.
All right, Steve, as it's 24 below zero where I am and probably around half that where you are, 10, yeah, 12.
Turn on the golf. They're playing in Hawaii, so it makes it feel a little warmer.
There you go. I will be in Hawaii in a short 82 days, I believe, is the countdown for me. So, and we will be basking in the sun in Mexico here in 40-ish days. So that's
can't wait.
Cannot wait, my brother. Well, it's been real every single week. I appreciate you.
Yep.
I appreciate our fans. And one last time, our guest pickers who have we know who can guarantee to the bank, as Tommy would say. We know who can do it, and we know who our steaming pile of picks caliber. But next year, when we bring them all back and maybe some new ones, we'll set some other trends. So from Uncle Steve, from Matty Ice, we're going to say farewell for this year. And as they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, when you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably it. Good night and thank you.